Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on September 17th. I can't believe more than half of the month is done. And welcome to our show today. And it's one that I've been looking forward to because, as most of you know, I used to teach social studies and I love talking about social studies. And we've got a wonderful company to talk with today, and which a company that provides, and I have to emphasize this right from the start, free and rigorous and engaging materials. Let's go over that again. Free and rigorous and engaging materials for students, probably eighth grade on, I'm going to say. Okay, the company is called IZIT, I-Z-Z-I-T. iZebraZebraIT.org, and we're going to talk with their director of education, Susan Gable, and also Rob Chatfield, their president and CEO, and find out what you need to know to get involved with it, to use it in your school, etc. Their goal is to have it in every middle school and high school in the country. Okay, it's a great product. We'll talk about it in detail. Okay, because I think this is a real step towards equity. Because when you can give something like this for free to any school that requests it, okay, that's really saying something. And it's for every school out there. Every kid can benefit from this. We're going to archive this show at education-talkradio.org, and we're also going to archive it over at ace-ed.org, our site for the American Consortium for Equity in Education, ace-ed.org. Note the initialization, American Consortium for Equity in Education, ace-ed. Over there, we have our brand new issue, our online journal, our award-winning online journal, which is called ACE Equity and Access, and it is a wonderful magazine for you to read. It's free. Everything we do over there is free to educators K-12. Okay? The consortium and all the work we do is industry supported. So please go over, sign up. Okay? We'd love to get all the information. We'd love to hear your voice, etc. If you believe in equity for all children in education, pre-K-12, ace-ed.org. And without further ado, let me bring on my guests, Susan and Rob, and there they are. Let's start ladies first, always. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having us on today.
My pleasure. How's life in Erie, Pennsylvania today? I assume that's where you are?
Yes, life is good in Erie, Pennsylvania today. Not too hot, not too cool, just kind of perfect.
Perfect fall weather. And, of course, I grew up diagonally across the state from you in Philadelphia, so it's good to have an Erieite with us, okay? Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. Yeah. And I live in Maine now, and absolutely astoundingly so does Rob. Rob Chatfield is the president and CEO of IZIT. Hi, Rob. Good to hear your voice.
Larry,
again.
How are you today?
Larry,
has anybody ever told you what a striking resemblance you have to Brad Pitt on the radio?
Isn't that amazing? You know, and I hate to hide from them on radio. Okay. And thank you for noticing that. Okay, when we had lunch a couple of weeks ago, okay, and that was the first thing you and Dean noticed was my incredible resemblance to Brad Pitt. It's too bad that Susan can't see me. I feel bad she wasn't there, but the lunch was here in Maine. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up, and that concludes today's show. No, I'm just kidding, okay? Wasn't to leave on a high note there, okay? I'm going to ask these great questions, and I can't emphasize enough the importance of this kind of a program, the IZIT.org program. Again, I-Z-Z-I-T, free, rigorous, engaging, fun. You'll learn a lot, or the kids will. I know you might argue with me, Rob, eighth grade on. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Good man. Thank you. Okay, we had talked about. Yes, Susan, go.
A little bit lower as well. You know, we have a number of things that actually really start at fourth grade. We don't have a lot for the younger kids, but we do have an amazing program called Pups of Liberty. We have two of those, and those are for our lower elementary. But, yeah, higher up, but, yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that. Thank you for bringing that up. And your voice is breaking up a little bit. I want you to hang up and call back in. Sometimes that will fix that.
I think you might have to do a cell phone instead of a VoIP. Yep.
She shouldn't have gotten herself. You shouldn't have gotten
better?
It from Fisher-Price. You shouldn't have gotten it from Fisher-Price. Well, let's hear you now.
Is that the problem? Is this better? Is this better now?
A little bit. It's still breaking up a little bit. Just hang up and call back in and see what happens.
Will do, Larry. All right.
Do it. Take a minute.
Okay. All right,
bye. I'll talk to Rob in the meantime. Rob, you're the boss over there, president, CEO, isit.org. Tell everybody what isit is.
Well, first of all, we're a nonprofit. So in terms of why we can offer something for free, it's because donors have generously sponsored the production and distribution of this material. We say everything is for free, and that is correct. For any educator, we absolutely want them to have this material. I do ask for feedback. That's really the price we ask back, because the donors want to know that the product is being used, that the teachers enjoy it, and we want feedback in terms of where we can make improvements and where we can design new curriculum.
And how long has it been around?
Since 2006, we were founded, and we have over 60 titles in our portfolio. As I said, we're tired of being the best kept secret, Larry, as you and I discussed at lunch a couple
weeks
back, as we noted. We've always been a production shop. Teachers have found us via word of mouth, or we'll go to the National Social Studies Conference or regional conferences. But for the most part, where most teachers do not know we exist. And with regards to what happened with all of the remote, when most schools just closed down around March and April, we saw a surge in our own activity, but not nearly as much as we could have supported.
And so the time has come for everybody to know. Go ahead. I know. Say hello so I can hear that you're perfect sounding, Susan.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Much better. Now everybody can hear you, and that usually fixes it when we talk about. All right. Rob said that everything's available, okay, to all these children. Susan, what are we talking about? Are we talking about, and I know the answer, but I'm going to let you answer it. What is it look like? DVDs, streaming, what is it that you have for folks? Susan Gable.
It looks like all of that. We have our educational units, which are video centered, so they have a video at the center of them, and they are generally speaking in the 12 minute or less range, so that they fit very nicely into a class schedule. They have full teacher guides that come with them. We have online quizzes that come with them. We also now have multiple online courses. We have a current events program, which is, we also have a current events program as well. So we have a variety of things. We have a Teachable Moments library where we've taken our videos and made them even shorter, nice little snack-sized videos that teach one point. For example, Constitution Day, we have a Dred Scott Teachable Moment. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff.
Yep.
You know, that go with that.
You do. And you just mentioned online courses. What are you referring to there? What does it go into a little more detail on that?
Well, currently we have two online courses that we offer. Both of those actually relate to the Constitution. We have one called the U.S. Constitution and Black History, which looks at the changes in the Constitution to be more inclusive. And also we have another one that we've recently just released called First Amendment, which obviously takes a look at the First Amendment. And those have videos and text and questions. They're interactive. They're online. Kids can go through them on their own, or the teacher can go through the course with the class as a whole. Very, very easy approach.
Larry, I want to add to that, by the way.
Go ahead, Rob.
When teachers want to, the teachers who have not worked with us before, educators who have not worked with us before, in terms of the quality, these materials on the course that Susan was just referring to on the Constitution were derived from a 3-hour PBS series on the Constitution that's currently airing right now.
Right.
So in terms of, as I said, when people wonder, as I said, is this stuff the kind of, can we, you know, is this appropriate for the classroom environment?
Yeah.
You know, if it's appropriate enough for PBS's educational material, it's appropriate enough for your classroom environment.
Well said, my friend, that in an era where everybody is always worried about controversy and all that, this is not controversial whatsoever. This is what learning is about, okay? And it's really excellent. The other thing I want to bring up, and you talk about this, I'll go back to Susan. Susan, I know you have products in financial literacy. And although I see this as a social studies show, I truly do, financial literacy is something that can be taught by any number of teachers, particularly in math. That's helpful. It's a great interdisciplinary thing. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. It's business teachers, you know, anybody who's teaching
Thank
any
you.
Of that kind
yeah.
of thing can use
yep.
the financial literacy. And, you know, if you look around at our culture, it's a skill that seems to be sadly
oh.
lacking. So we
oh,
have
I,
decided
I say so.
To
you
try.
You should see my checkbook. You should see my checkbook.
Well, there you go. Maybe you should watch the video,
should,
Larry,
yeah,
when
should.
We're done.
Yeah. yeah. Right.
And we do intend, we're in the process right now of creating another online course that will be a financial literacy online course. So it will be, you know, we'll have the, if you want to call it the light version, which is the educational unit, the video-centered educational unit, and then we will have the more in-depth offering, which will be the online course, and we're looking to roll that out in the spring.
And
absolutely.
I
absolutely.
For your listeners, Verikesh, that's my background. I'm actually a finance educator by trade and by profession. And so for about 20 years, I was an adjunct professor of finance and found that I had business students that would come into my class and not
wow.
have basic financial literacy. And I, in terms of what we're trying to do here at isit.org, the financial literacy video we have is really a bare bones basics. Every student can watch this with their parents so that they can spur discussion
yeah.
on other topics. And then we'll create a course that takes a deeper dive, as Susan noted.
Right. And I just want to say,
right.
'cause you just said something that's important. Students can watch these things with their parents. At most schools, they're either in a hybrid version, but most kids are learning at some part online these days, a remote distance education and whatever you want to call it. And the products and services that ISIT offers are perfect. They're perfect anyway because you can use them in a classroom and things return to normal. They have been used since 2006 in that milieu. But for now, okay, this really kind of answers everybody's prayers, okay? And again, I want to say the magic word, free, rigorous, and engaging. Okay, you're not going to do better than this. I got to tell you, it's just incredible. I learned all about it a few weeks ago. Had lunch with Rob. It's been great. Talk about this, Director of Education Susan. Okay, and people will ask these questions. Are they standards aligned?
Yes, wonderful. I'm glad you asked. We
yeah.
are standard aligned. All of our material is, and it's aligned to multiple standards. So, you know, whatever you're using, whether you're using, you know, the core curriculum, whether you're using your state standard, if you're using something like, I didn't even realize this was a thing that existed, family and consumer science standards, our material is aligned to all of those. And we have
yeah.
a really great
yeah.
tool on our website where teachers can just click it in, you know, pick their grade, pick their state, their standards, and it will give them a list of all of the standards that they're covering by using a specific isit.org material.
That's really cool. Susan,
pretty
snazzy. How long have you been working with ISIT? I'm leading up to something here.
I've been with ISIT.org for 7.5 years now.
Okay. 7.5 years. Just talk if you can. I think, Rob, you haven't been there quite that long, have you?
No, 3 years for myself. Thank you.
Exactly. So I'm going to use Susan. Susan, go back to 2013, we're 2020 now, and talk about what the changes that have occurred to ISIT and to education, how the two have reflected each other over the past 7 years, or even from the beginning of ISIT, if you want to talk about that.
Well, one of the major changes is the move to digital product. Now, we do still offer U.S. educators a free physical DVD every school year, but we opened up the doors to streaming and downloading a good number of years ago now, but not when I was first on board. So that's a huge change by making it available, because now it used to be that educators could only get one video from us every year. Now they can access the entire library
Everything.
As much as they want. Yeah.
That's a huge
yep.
difference. Okay, that is a huge difference right off the bat.
Yeah.
And
right.
what are the as you go back and look within the curriculum itself, okay, or within the videos, okay? What of those have changed? What has been added? What did it start out as? What is it now? We talked about, you know, adding constitution, financial literacy, but obviously mm-hmm. there were things at the beginning that either have changed or were different or whatever. from the beginning?
Well, there were some things, and actually, as Rob said earlier, we do ask teachers and educators to give us feedback on the product.
I
can tell you, we don't just ask for it and just for our funders either. I mean, we ask for it so that we can improve our products. So we have one called the Great Depression, which we actually redid based on teacher feedback that wasn't working in the classroom.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to add
to that, Larry, for a moment,
because it had a
very strong background in economics, and that you saw a lot of economics type videos when the organization first started out. And I think over the last 4 or 5 years, as Susan's pointed out, given teacher feedback, they're telling us what they need in the classroom space, and that helps us drive the production and content development that we're trying to do.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of social studies, and I'm going to use a word that's weird, but I'm going to say, are afraid to talk about a lot of things. Okay, and I do not say this in a derogatory fashion, but we've become so divided in the country that you don't want to alienate half your kids. So they tend to avoid certain subjects. I remember during the 2016 election, which was so controversial in terms of the personalities of the two candidates, okay, that you know, they were avoiding it, to be perfectly honest, okay? And I'm curious, okay, as you do these things, what have you been hearing on feedback regarding the things that you're producing? And that's been a real social studies challenge. Rob or Susan, whoever?
I'll start with we don't shy away from the topics. And
Good.
I think one of the things
Good.
That Susan, in terms of developing curriculum, really wants to emphasize critical thinking. And to do that,
you take on an
issue that students, as I said, that they're not going to get out of a textbook, first of all. And the other thing you want the students thinking through is maybe they've only been maybe they've only seen one side of an issue. And can you put something out there, and we actually start with the other side of the issue, and work from that component there so that the students can think through the thought process of how to think, not what to think.
I'm so glad you said that, because the critical thinking is – we didn't plan that, by the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. The critical thinking is so important, okay, to what we're trying to do here, and you guys need to reflect that. I'm so glad you are. Susan, you want to add anything to that?
Well, particularly all of our videos have awesome discussion questions that come with them to help promote that discussion and debate at the higher level of thinking, and our current events as well. A lot of times teachers will ask, where are the answers to the current events questions?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't, they're not, it's not recall. This is not about, you know, this is not reading comprehension as far as recall. This is about the higher level stuff. I can't give you the answers.
The answers.
You know, there aren't, you know.
That's great.
Larry,
who's
actually,
the better candidate, Trump or
Clinton,
Trump or Biden? I want the answer. No, I'm sorry. I'm not giving you the answer. Okay.
Right. But Larry, I want to take a deeper dive into one topic because it is very timely. And we produced two videos for Classroom really on race relations. And as I said, this is something that even a year ago, before the recent blowups that happened, you know, it was an item. It was a hot topic item for this coming school year. I can't imagine anybody's going to avoid that topic. And we didn't approach it from the black or white position. We actually found a producer whose heritage is mixed race, and it goes back through generations of mixed race.
Yep.
And he goes to enroll his child in kindergarten, and they tell him he must pick a race for his child. And what happens after that? And so, as I said, we start these discussions so that people might think it's not, you know, as I said, here's the right, here's the left version of the argument, if you will. Well, what if you took a look at it from a whole third perspective? And I think that's really what you're going to find in a lot of our teaching materials, is that we try to take that other perspective that's not left or right.
That is so well said, and that is so darn important. And again, it takes you guys are helping, really helping educators, okay, because it takes the pressure off them, okay, to create things that are not controversial, that they don't have to avoid. Okay, it's just so wonderful that you're doing that. I can't say enough for it. And Rob, I just want to reemphasize this. Okay, there and you can say this any way you want. Is there a cost? Is there a membership? What are the criteria to join in with Izzet products and services?
Educators will get the most value by signing up and creating an account with Izzet, but there's no cost to create that account. There is no cost to download any of the videos. There's no cost to use any of our teacher's guides, ancillary materials. More important to educators, there's no cost to call us up. If you call Izzet.org, you actually get a live voice. So we are here
from
to
Erie,
help.
From Erie, Pennsylvania.
From Erie, Pennsylvania. I have a feeling the voice might be Susan's, as a matter of fact.
And, sometimes,
you know,
it
one
might
of
be.
Several.
Yeah.
One
you
of
know,
several.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful to invite teachers to talk about it and all that. You know, you mentioned this, Rob, and I don't know whether you want to get into names or organizations, but you mentioned, again, all of this is at no cost, free, no tricks, no strings, no nothing, okay? And you mentioned to your backers, your donors, however you want to say that word. Who are they? Are they individuals? Are they organizations? And, again, I'm asking that. You may not want to share that information, but I'll ask anyway.
I'm happy to share. Most of our funding actually comes from individuals. Most of them are entrepreneurs. And as I mentioned beforehand, you know, a lot of the early material was economics related. And because they actually thought that the concept of capitalism and free market economics was not getting across in the classroom space. And it wasn't a matter, again, of left-right politics or where somebody is. It's the whole concept of how are jobs created in the first place? You know, mm-hmm. what drives business in the economy? And I think that those types of business people were seeing students come out and just not having the skills required to even work. And I think that was important to the funding base. Now, we get some foundational support, et cetera. But as I said, most of our support will come from individuals.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that people understood there's no quote, political motivation or anything else behind this. This is for real. This is good stuff. Okay? And, boy, you're going to just love it. And on that note, I want to make people feel very secure. How many teachers have used, Susan, you'll probably know this, how many teachers have used over the past, what is it now, about 14 years, how many teachers have used Izzet?
Oh, my goodness. We've had well over 300,000 accounts created on Izzet.org. So those might not be all, obviously, classroom teachers, because as we said, it's open to everyone. But, yeah, well over that number. And we're doing a survey right now on our website, and I'm getting wonderful responses from teachers, and we're asking them how often and how long do they use it and how long do they intend to use this material going forward. And a lot of them are saying, until I retire.
That's it. You
that
got
they're
it. Because you're always adding
material.
Stuff. And I'll tell you, if you go to the website, again, everybody, Izzet.org, there's a whole, there are images, icons of everything that they have. And it's just absolutely incredible, all the things that they have. And you cannot understand, and this is a key thing, you cannot understand and be a good citizen, okay, without an understanding of a lot of things. And, for example, the economics. Okay, I'm looking here at a video you do, a streaming called Free Trade. All right?
Mm-hmm.
People have to understand what that is. Markets Without Borders. I'm just reading a few of the titles that strike my interest here. Okay? And there are all sorts of things. Things about the Indian caste system, et cetera. And you have to understand that. If you understand that, you begin to understand our relationship, okay, with other countries, et cetera. Yeah, and mm-hmm. really everything you're doing here is just great. And, of course, the win-win trading game, and I have to ask you, Susan, you've been doing this for a while. Okay, I see Drew Carey on here and Scott Bakula from Star Trek and all that sort of stuff. They've been involved in your videos. I have to ask, what's your favorite one, Susan? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I have a few favorites. One of my favorites, I'm sorry.
No,
am I still
ahead.
Here?
I
heard
yeah.
a strange. Oh, okay. Well, one of the ones was one that we unfortunately are not distributing as much anymore, but that was 2081, which was a dystopian future, but that really asked the question, what do we mean when we say equality? When we say equality, what are we looking for? I love the Pups of Liberty. They are a lot of fun. I'm a former elementary teacher, and I really do enjoy that. And I really think the one that Rob was talking about earlier, Outside the Box, which, you know, asked Eli Steele, the film producer, to pick one race for his child. I think that's a fascinating and powerful story. So,
it sure,
yeah.
It sure is. And Rob, is that your favorite?
It's my favorite because it was the first one I was involved in the production of here.
Okay.
But other than that, if you go back through, you know, I'm a big economics hound. We have stuff on Adam Smith that just completely geeks me out. But my favorite video is one called Morality in the Marketplace. And it really discusses from economics, but it's based upon Adam Smith's book, The Theory of Moral Sentiments. But as I said, it is it.org. If you have an interest, especially in economics projects there, one of the things people ask about is oh my gosh, is capitalism and our profits, is that stuff moral? You know, and I think that this answers that question in a way that students and teachers alike would look at and not realize, wow, there's another way of looking at that.
Well, it's really great. Thanks, Robin. And one other thing, and I have to mention this before we go, and Susan and I talked about this on the phone. It's up on the website. I was a teacher, so I can say this without hesitation. Teachers do take some time off for medical reasons, personal days, etc. There's always a substitute. Okay, and sometimes I hate to say this, sometimes we leave junk. Okay, my point is, this is not junk. Okay, you know, this is stuff that you can use as a lesson plan if you build up for it for a substitute teacher that covers exactly what you need to do. I just wanted to say that because I thought it was really fascinating when you and I talked about it, Susan. Okay,
right.
It's great stuff,
yeah.
Not only for every teacher to use, but also great stuff as a learning experience when a substitute has to do your job
exactly.
For you.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, we actually started making substitute lesson plans to go with each video because I heard from teachers that very thing, that they liked to use our material with subs because it was valuable. The kids were at least going to get something of value from it. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we offer sub plans too now. So
it makes the day not a babysitting experience. It makes it a learning experience. Okay. And I got to tell you, this is just super stuff. Everybody, again, and we emphasize equity here and accessibility. And I was talking to Dean Graziano, one of his people, and I said, put it in an equity format. And he said, this is free to every school. This allows access to learning, no matter what the socioeconomic situation is of the school. Every child, okay, can have access to this, all right? And as we learned from the earlier grades, in some cases, then eighth grade on, it's just great stuff. And we're going to do everything we can to promote you guys because I think it's just so important. So I can't thank you enough. Rob and Susan, we're done. You did great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
thank
Larry.
You, Larry.
Okay. Both of you have a wonderful day. Stay safe in Erie, especially you, Rob, because I live close to you. Stay safe in South Portland.
Thanks much.
Okay, be good.
Alrighty.
Guys. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Susan Gable and Rob Chatfield. Rob's the president. Susan's the director of education at IZZIT.org. All right. And, I think I said enough, and I think you got the point. Okay. Free, reliable, engaging resources. Okay, rigorous for everybody. We'll archive education-talkradio.org. We'll tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. Please go over, check out ACE-ED.org. Join up with us for equity. My name is Larry Jacobs. Thank you.